Are you looking for relief from stress, anxiety, or pain? If so, you may want to consider trying CBD. CBD is a natural compound found in the hemp plant that has been shown to have a variety of health benefits. CBD can help relax your mind and body, reduce inflammation, and improve sleep. It is also non-addictive and has no known side effects. If you're interested in trying CBD, check out our website at www.hypnotizeme.com. And remember, if you're not hypnotized, then you're not doing it right. That's hypnotizeme.com, www.hypnotizeme.com for our high-quality CBD products and drinks. Hypnotize Me, a sponsor of the Boss Fest podcast.
It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss cost. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. Ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T. Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend, and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man, DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life. B-O-S-S-F-E-S-T, the Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up? Welcome again to the Boss Fest Podcast. How y'all doing today? Listen.
I had to play it back. You said, welcome again? Welcome again? What we doing?
All right, I see we in one of them type of moves today.
It's Wednesday.
How y'all doing today? Because I'm just not even saying real words.
That's what I was wondering. I said, oh, we don't even pronounce words today.
We don't pronounce words today. But it's Wednesday. We in the space. How y'all doing today? We got another good one today. Another great topic. But before we get into that, you know, I always got to ask my lovely counterpart, how's today going for you?
I like to introduce myself. I'm Edwina of the Boss Fest Podcast.
Hello, Edwina of the Boss Fest Podcast.
What's your name, sir?
Kevin Butler, the Grant Boss. I'm putting it on my title now.
I know, but everybody don't get to see it. So sometimes you got to say it out loud.
Hey, Kevin Butler, the Grant Boss.
Kevin running this podcast today, like this our first one. He was a little sleepy today, so we got to give him a second to wake up.
Why can't I be sleepy?
I don't know, but let's.
Why you hating on sleep?
I just, you know, I don't know. You're a little off your game, and sometimes it's okay to be off your game because I got you. So let's get this back on track.
People don't know I'm off my game. I don't need you pointing stuff out because that may not even be a reality. We're going to get this back on track. So today's episode, Me Versus Mindset, and we got someone that's big in the mindset who has had his fair share of ups and downs, challenges, tribulations, and we can't wait to bring this person to the stage, to the Boss Fest table to have this
conversation. Can mindset be like people around you? Like, do they count for your mindset? Like, can it be me versus how you make me feel? Could that be mindset?
I don't know.
I guess so, because I got some questions to ask. Because sometimes I feel like you affect my mindset.
Oh my God. I'm the worst, y'all.
I'm not saying you're the worst, and I didn't say you affect my mindset negatively. You thought negatively. But either way, I feel like sometimes you affect my mindset.
Fair enough. I thought that you were saying something negative.
That's what you get.
But she's just saying I affect her mindset. We're gonna bring the expert on. Or we're gonna bring
Let's talk about it.
We're gonna talk. Listen, without further ado, Mr. Jason Gavin. Hold on, let me click it.
And while you're trying to bring Jason on, I want you to start introducing people. Let them introduce themselves.
I'm sorry. Please introduce yourself, sir, because my introduction sucked.
It just wasn't given what was supposed to be gave. So
I'm not standing sharp. You know, I don't. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, peeps? Jason Gadding, the behavioral specialist. Godversations is me. That's my podcast also. God, I've done a number of things, but I'm here with you two, Kevin and Edwina, and I'm loving Boss Fest, man. It's such an amazing place where we can grow, entrepreneurs can build businesses and networks and connections. It's just being with like-minded individuals is everything. So, man, I appreciate you guys for putting me on this joint, and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. And that's how you introduce yourself. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying.
That's how you introduce
yourself.
Next
time, let them do it.
Next, I will let them do it next time. So, Jason, man, so we know each other on a little bit more of a personal level. Congratulations on celebrating 9 years married, man. You know, that there is a feat within itself, because he's 16.
Watch what you say. Watch what you say.
Okay.
Y'all been in it for a minute. Just go with it.
We've been in it for a minute, so I understand these milestones. So,
right. Congrats. I'm like, did we get married on the 5th or the 6th of September? It's always a date. You know what I mean? I know the year. I know it's 9 years, but you know, that can definitely slip with it. So we can blame COVID for that. Let's just blame COVID for, you know, y'all been married 16, what'd you say, 16 years, 17?
It's going on 17. It was 16 this year in May.
Wow, I'm trying to keep up.
Listen, I'm just trying to keep up the way y'all party. The way y'all started off, y'all introduction into being husband and wife on the yacht and everything. Listen, man, that's a personal story. I'll tell y'all about that later, boy. Woo, wee, such an experience.
I love it, love it. Now, you guys, I know we've been talking and I've been shifting a lot. You know, I want to tell you guys about Godversation. It's a new trademark I'm doing. It's already in. We got a show going. We got a whole brand and so on and so forth. But this is my new, I've realized that in life, it's been a few things that makes me successful, like how I got the Lambo, how we bought the house, how I survived this accident. It's just by kind of like self-actualization, God, habits, and just manifesting good things in your life. So that's what Godversation is about. So that's, you know, so when you guys said what you guys were talking about of perspective, we're definitely on the same page with that. So
that's what's up. I'm excited to hear more. So normally Kevin puts a topic up, but I'm just going to jump in with mindset, because Kevin and I were trying to have a conversation about mindset the other day, and we started talking about networking. So I'm a leave it light, but I'll start us off light. Let me say, we were talking about, you know how you get in a room and you're networking and you're in your own head. So, you know, you got to talk to people and get your brand out there and whatever, whatever. But you start feeling small. Like, have you ever had that feeling when you're in a room where you feel less than? Nobody knows what's going on with you, but somehow you've made that, like, in your head that you're not as big as the person that you're trying to introduce yourself to.
I mean, you know what? Looking at that, it's kind of like for me, I mean, I've been an athlete, so I've always felt like I've always kind of been somewhere around a spotlight. So for me, the other person, no matter a billionaire or supermodel or the person next door, like we're all people. We're all connected. We all got feelings. We all got emotions, and we all think about things. So what I do is this is just something to take. If you change the way you think about things, the things you think about change. So if you're looking at things like, you know what I mean, these are just normal people, you're going to treat them like normal people. When you act like this guy is a god or this person is a god,
right,
and you're going to treat them that way. And that's what changes, you know, changing that perspective and that mindset is what makes a huge difference in our lives. I mean, half the time it's, you can have whatever you want. It's just putting your mindset in the right perspective. So
So I love what you're saying there. And that's where we were going with that conversation, because I was telling Kevin, like, if you feel a certain type of way when you get in the room, how do you get your mindset to shift? Like, what is it that you tell yourself? Like, this is just another person. Just walk up and say something. How do you change that?
I think it's, sometimes you might need to have a little self-talk. You might need to, step away for a second, gather your thoughts, calm down, relax, and just kind of like reframe your thoughts. That's what I think it's about. And when you go to a person, it helps if you have an angle when you're talking to them. If you're, hey, I love your XYZ. People, this is another thing. People love to hear about themselves. They love to talk about themselves, in other words. So if you're saying something about somebody, or you're allowing them to get on a topic that they love to talk about, you don't have to worry about, how they're going to feel about you, because they're going to love you because they're talking about something they love to do, and you're stroking their ego, so to speak. So it's a win-win. So it kind of helps with the angle that you take when you're talking to people. I feel like just changing your shift in your thoughts and taking it off yourself. I don't need to think about a million things when I'm talking to you. I just need to focus on something you do or something I want to talk to you about that you already do well, and have a conversation about that.
That's not my first time hearing it.
That isn't, but that concept works if you have based off some background of that individual. So sometimes when you walk in these spaces, you have no clue who any of these people are. They have no clue who you are. And you're trying to network, being entrepreneurs, trying to build your brand, get your name out there. It's like, hey, man, going to these spaces, these are some of the movers and the shakers in the city or the state. And you just know maybe a name and what they possibly do, but you may not have that much information on them. And sometimes that information just comes right in that moment. If you have somebody in their space that knows them, to kind of help you out. It's those spaces where I find myself challenged from time to time. Like, hey, how do I approach somebody the right way? Because it's hard for me to try to have a conversation with somebody who I don't know and who also doesn't know me. Because I think most of the time we all are in a mindset of, who is this person and what do they want? It's like, what do you really want? Get to it. If you don't even know what you want from me, then right now you're just wasting my time.
Facts. Big facts. Honestly, I'm gonna, when I was a Jedi, I call, when I was young and single and out there in these streets, kind of like a mind control thing. It's like, you're basically like, if I were to talk to a woman, just say this is anybody. Let's say a woman. If I'm gonna go talk to a woman, I'm gonna look for an angle when I talk to that person. Maybe she dropped a cup on the ground. Maybe her hair is on the bar. Maybe it's blue. Like, oh my God, your hair is dope. I love blue hair. That's just an in to get you in there. And then once you're in there, then you can kind of start the conversation. But that's always, you have to look for an in, I think, in a conversation. And I think, honestly, it's like a 50 first dates with everybody. They don't know what to say to you. You don't know what to say to them. So you just kind of go at it. And then you guys will talk about that concept and then kind of move from there. But I think you just got to find an in whatever you're doing. And kind of go from there, because usually it helps if you have an idea in mind of what you want to do. I want to talk to this person for XYZ, for a specific reason. I heard he does trucking, so I want to talk to him about trucking. So it kind of helps. But sometimes, like you said, you just don't know who you're talking to. So, that always.
See, you brought up dating, and that's one of them things. That's one of my scary places. I've never been anyone who dated or did anything like that. Me and Edwino met too young in the game, so I didn't really have to date. I just kind of appeared like Jesus out of the clouds. Oh, and she was there. She was there. So
Oh my!
But you had to get at her somehow. What was that? You got to go back way back to that line you used to holler at her.
I didn't.
Oh,
she got at me. I'm just that good.
Okay.
Oh my God. That's not at all what happened.
That's how I remember it in my head. That's how I remember it in my head.
But to talk about the networking piece, you could just ask, like we're saying, like, what does that person do? And then just keep asking them questions. It's very similar to you're talking about a podcast or an interview. Once you start asking them questions, you're still engaging them and they're still talking about themselves. So they'll remember the conversation because you were very interested in them.
Big facts. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think another thing which is so important is shifting your energy towards what you want versus what you fear. If I'm thinking about this person and I fear that person, I'm worried about what that person is, I'm worried about what they're going to think about me, don't worry about that. Just worry about what you really want from the situation. I want to get this. I want to find this knowledge out so I can get, find out about trucking, find out about this or that. And that'll kind of carry your energy, because if not, I mean, nobody wants to see somebody around them nervous or fear. It's like, hey, I need, are you okay? Do you need some water? You know, they're like, you know, we feel, especially in these days, we feel kind of nervous. Like, you know, scoot back, back up. Let's, you know, you might scare them.
They be sweating and seeming awkward. Yeah.
That's me.
By day, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm sweating and I'm awkward. Like, I got to figure it out, because I know we play in important spaces as we try to grow and things like that. And I'm starting to meet different people and have different interactions. And while I am getting better at it, I definitely still see that there's room for improvement. And the biggest thing is me getting out of my own head, feeling like I don't know what I can offer anybody if I don't know them. And it's sometimes, you know, depending on the environment itself, it may, the opportunity may not seem like it's the right time, but then I realize it may not ever be a right time to interact with these people again. So I got to take advantage of it somehow, some way. It's just fighting, and all the battles are pretty much in my head. Because most of the time, once I start talking to people, I feel like we're all kind of having the same internal battle, like, who is you? Or I was also trying to meet new people and new experience. And I'm glad you approached me, because sometimes these people would probably never approach you. So it takes somebody to step out.
Right. Now, that's big facts. What do you think, Edwina?
So I agree that Kevin needs to get out of his shell. I agree with that. But I do understand. I'm thinking about it from like the newer entrepreneur. I know spaces can be intimidating, you know, when you're trying to get your brand out there, you don't know anyone or know like who to connect with. So I completely get that. But I try to turn it like, first make yourself comfortable in the space. That's whether, like, if you're networking, maybe you get a light drink or, you know, something. Like, I always find something to try to make myself a little bit more comfortable. But then I start thinking about what I have to offer. Because if you're thinking about, like, oh, I got to meet this person because I need this from them, then it does put you in a nervous headspace. But if I think about, hey, I'm a CEO of this brand, I have a podcast, and that's what people want to gravitate to. Like, a lot of people want to be on podcasts. A lot of people, you know, want to be on event stages. But a lot of times you put yourself in a weird headspace when you're always thinking of what you need from them instead of what you can offer. And I just feel like you switch it around.
I love that you said that, because, I mean, if you look at it, like, honestly, they need something from you, which is the big thing. Like, everybody wants to partner with somebody to expand whatever they're doing. I mean, you might be that key. Like they say, when you go to these events, like, the speaker isn't always the person you need to talk to. It could be the person sitting right next to you that'll help turn your whole business around or blow, you know what I mean? Blow your whole situation up. So that's what's important. So it's honestly, it's about changing our thoughts and our emotions about what we think about these things. I mean, we kind of work ourselves up for no reason. They're just people. Honestly, they're just people.
I was telling Kevin, when last time we saw you guys at InvestFest, we were going around the little vendor section and we met this other CBD business, and they were doing drinks. And then they started explaining to us about the CBD drinks. And like, it just took our business to a whole nother level sitting there talking to them. And then after we left InvestFest, we went to a CBD shop. And these people had seen us on TikTok, but like, we walked into the shop and they were like, oh, take pictures with us. And like, we love y'all. Y'all content is so like hilarious. And it's like, it's crazy how social media can bring people together. And you don't even realize, like, these are people in Atlanta we never knew of, but they really were embracing us, like, try this product and do this, just because they had seen us on social media. But we took what we learned from a vendor at InvestFest, not something that we heard on the stage, back home. And that's been one of the like huge hits with our CBD business, is bringing those drinks to people. And we would have never like gotten that had we not talked to just another vendor at the event. So sometimes the gems are just right next to you and you got to engage them.
Right. No, I love that. Even to find a little, sometimes with these events, sometimes it's just hearing one word that can change your mindset or change your perspective. And that's what I love about these things. So, and that's another thing. I think some of these speakers or some, you know, when you're going out, these people are looking for the same thing. Some, they know that sometimes, you know, all it is one conversation that can change, you know, the trajectory of what they're doing. So, and honestly, it's like, if we have the right energy when you're coming to these people, the law of attraction is you're going to attract the people, you know, without even saying a word. They're going to be attracted to you or some. I don't know how the universe aligns, but, you know, these people are attracted to you because of what you're putting out. You know what I mean? I feel like that we're all interconnected. We're all one piece. We only use a certain part of our brain. And it's weird. It's like when you're thinking about a person and they call the same day, and you ain't talked to them in years. You know, you have to think about how we're really, really all connected. You know, I really did a bunch of research on this. So I know it's kind of crazy, but it does work that way. So coming in these atmospheres and having the right energy and the right mindset, people don't necessarily have to come. You don't have to go to people. People will come to you. You know what I mean? It's when you seek it. It's when you find it or when it comes to you, you know? So.
I think that's. What we have to do is like change the perspective. I think the comment though, that just came in the chat was pretty cool. Cause the comment says I'm learning product development and design of cannabis. And like, literally we have a podcast of people right now, like all doing the same thing. And you wouldn't really know that, like, you know, we both have CBD businesses and here's someone listening and, you know, so it's all in, it's relative. You know what I mean? Like you just never know who's next to you or who's listening. And I just thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the crazy thing in the cannabis industry or hemp industry, it's like we're still educating people on how this product works and how amazing it is and even how to get in. I mean, there's so much money to be made in the industry and there's so much education to give out. There are some roadblocks. We all know about them roadblocks.
Who we know about these roadblocks?
I mean, you know what? I'm going to back us up in a podcast because I'm going to tell a story. So obviously, Jason, we've known you for years. But I remember like right when COVID started and I had lost my job and you were on Instagram. I think it was an Instagram video and you were talking about your CBD business and you were telling people like, hey, you know, like we could do the business in the box thing. And I remember showing that to Kevin, like, man, this is speaking to me. We got to do this. And normally Kevin is one of those people who's like, no, let's write it down. Let's think about it. I don't think this is a good idea. And when he says, let's think about it, it's like when you ask a parent, you know, can you think about it? The answer is no. Think about it means no. But he was like, yeah, you know, like, so I told it to him and he was like, well, let me see the video. He's like, yeah, we need to do this. And that was the first time, and you just heard how long we've been married, where he just instantly said yes to something. And it was amazing. But when we're talking about mindset and things like small things changing your view or even your path in life, us seeing that video of you literally changed the path of what we were doing to go into business. And it's really just as simple as a video or words, those type of things change your mindset and change your view. So anyway, I just want to tell that story.
No, I appreciate it. I definitely remember doing all those videos. We did get our butts kicked from that marketing, but it was, you know, I enjoyed just promoting the products. And just the funny thing is how you had that same feeling. Like that's what compelled me, you know, hearing from somebody else, you know what I mean? Like to go buy a farm, to go create the products, to start a brand. So, I mean, we're definitely on the same wavelength that, you know, you saying that, because that's what, it's just hearing that one word changed my perspective as well. So.
I keep forgetting how much stuff you have went through with your brand, with that, just that brand. And I guess that's the question that we really got to ask, man.
That brand.
Because, listen, people, if y'all don't truly know Jason, go follow him online, follow his content, follow his story. This man has dabbled in several different brands, success doing different things, and continues to pivot to make the next best move. So how do you have the mindset in that regard to, number one, if you Well, I'll just stay on the CBD brand. Like that one there was a challenge for everybody that nobody knew what those challenges were until we was in it. And then it was like, damn, how do we even navigate in this space? Because even though they said it was for everybody, that space is not for everybody. And even people who have access to funds and available, bro, you had a farm.
Right.
Like, I don't know too many people with, I don't know too many people with farms. You had a farm. And to hear that you still had the same struggles as me who don't have a farm, I just got a yard. I ain't even growing nothing. Like, how was your mindset through that process? And how are you now able to still look at this endeavor, be like, man, you know what? Entrepreneurship is still for me.
So, you know, it's kind of like you as well, you guys who want to get in entrepreneurship or who are already in entrepreneurship, you should understand that you might need 10 different ways to create the light bulb. You just need one that's going to work. So you cannot get frustrated and want to give up because things aren't working. It's just having, I mean, it's going to be some tough days and tough nights and just, you know what I mean? You feeling like you're just defeated. Like I realized even with our business, I just had to rebrand and change direction to keep up with what the people wanted. So, you know what I mean? You kind of have to be a chameleon, so to speak. You have to be willing to shift and change and bend to be successful. I mean, I feel like that's the only way that's going to happen. If you don't have that mindset, if you don't have that hustle, if you don't have that drive, you're not going to be successful. You're going to be depressed. And I mean, because for me, I mean, how much money we spent blowing this brand up, it didn't do what we wanted it to do. And that definitely, you know, that could definitely put somebody in a bad headspace financially, mentally, emotionally, you know what I mean? But I feel like the things I've always used is prayer, meditation, self-actualization, habits, and manifesting. These are all the things that are kind of worked for me and so that's kind of worked. So I'll kind of break them down. Like prayer is basically you talking to God. Manifesting is basically you pushing your dreams and your goals out there with God aligned to it. Of course, your habits is monitoring how you're moving. And what else is it? Oh, meditating. Meditating is you grounding yourself. So I feel like people need to ground themselves each and every day because honestly, it's going to be a lot of noise around you, like kids, family, work, whatever everybody wants to take from you. If you don't take that time to center yourself, you're not going to be successful. You're just going to be listening to the noise. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to have headaches. Your body's going to feel it. So, I mean, and that's another thing I learned after the crash in that Lambo, like, you know what I mean? To just spend time with God, to get in my prayer closet and just literally meditate. You know what I mean? For me, that's been so huge with this, my perspective and what I think about life and what I think about God and family. And you know what I mean? Something may not go right now, but it's okay. It's not that it's not going right. It's something else needs to happen or something else. Or maybe this isn't for you, or maybe this is taking you down a track that you need to see something else. So it's about that perspective and how you see things is how you're going to move forward and how you're at the end of the day, how you're going to win.
I mean, I honestly love watching you guys win. I've loved watching the journey. I mean, you guys get in the room with some pretty amazing people. So through all of it, it still from the outside looks like wins. I know you may not feel like it, but to us, we're like, oh, look, they're doing this. Like, we're just always excited to see. And we're like, hey, y'all are at the next event. Y'all are, you know, doing this. And we just love to see it.
You know, another thing, man, I've been, even with my wife, like Io, she's been meditating with me now. And honestly, it's just not like you get in a room and you're just quiet. I mean, it's good to do, but I usually will do a guided meditation and it really, really makes a big difference in your life because some of it helps you push out your dreams and your goals. And it's kind of like, you know, it's the law of attraction is when you're saying these things enough, you start to breathe this stuff in and believe it and act towards it. And you start doing things to act towards what you want. Now, next thing you know, you're in the middle of your dream. Like my dream was to have a Lamborghini. And I was like, I'm going to get one. At first I was like, nah, wow, I wish I had one day. And I was like, no, I'm going to get one. Then I wrote it down. Then I said, you know what I mean? You put these things in your head and sometimes things present themselves at the right time. And you're in the middle of something amazing. All your prayers, all your meditation, all your focus. But it's not going to happen if you don't take your steps. Like, you have to take these steps. The law of average, law of attraction is going to attract to you if you want it. You just have to do the right things to put that, you know, that in place. Or even having that abundant mindset. You know what I mean? Some people have that, I'm not going to ever get this. This is not what I'm going to get. I can't. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not a billionaire. Why not? You're not because you don't want to be. Not because you can't. The idea is that you are one idea away from where you want to go. You're one step, you're one thought. You know, you just have to align yourself correctly to get to where you want to go.
I always say you're one connection in between the person you need to meet. So it's kind of like the same thing. You're one idea away from where you want to go.
I love it. I love it. Now,
are you on Lambo number two though? Like,
Jesus. Yo, I've been manifesting Lambo number two. We had to get the house. You know, we had to buy, y'all came to the house. We had to get the house first. I got some bills. So, but honestly, I'm manifesting that. I need a Hummer truck. I'm manifesting a lot. And the thing is, I'm going to have all this stuff. I told my pastor, I was like, I want to tithe $100,000 by the end of the year. So, and this isn't me. This is God working through me to, because it's for him. So,
right.
You know, it's going to happen. How it's going to happen, I don't know. I don't care how it's going to happen, but I know it's going to happen. So it's having that mindset that it will, you know, I can be on the mindset of it's not going to happen. I'm not going to do it. But that doesn't get you anywhere, you know?
Like, to manifest, to have something, to actually achieve it and touch it, then to lose it. How was it? How do you reprogram? I ain't gonna say reprogram yourself. How do you realign your vision with your purpose? Because sometimes some people could think that as a divinity, like, hey, you thought this is what you wanted. I led you down this path, but now I'm showing you that, hey, maybe this ain't really what you want. So do you realign? But you say, I'm trying to get Lambo number two.
I'm on Lambo. I want to get Lambo number two. You know, the interesting thing is I kind of have to go back to CBD. Like, I'm not going to lie. It helped heal my body. Like, mentally, I don't have an anxiety. I can focus. And it just puts my perspective in the right alignment. Because if not, I mean, think about this. Like, I broke 30 bones in my face. I should have anxiety. I should, you know what I mean, walk weird. I should, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said you should be scared to drive a Lambo.
Right. Drive any car at that. And I mean, I feel like with these products, I'm able to actually, with these products, God, focus, meditation. I mean, I'm able to be, you know, to move around, to talk to my family, to heal. So for you guys who are curious about CBD, it actually does work. You know what I mean? It does work. But to answer your question, what was your question?
No, like, the question was, how do you realign your mindset when technically you had what you wanted, but then you lost it in, like I say, the way you lost it, like through a crash.
So I guess people who are listening to the podcast may not know. So let's go back and explain how you lost the Lambo, and then your question is how it felt to lose it after you manifested it.
Right, like how, okay. Like, you know, like pretty much how did that, not really to feel how I lost the Lambo, but how was your mindset, like knowing that this was something I truly wanted, I had it, it was physically in my possessions, and now I've lost it?
So how it happened, you know, we were all at a Lamborghini rally. There's about 30 of us, a bunch of entrepreneurs from Atlanta. We were down and I'm driving. We're all going, you know, fun speeds, and we got police with theirs, helicopters, and some guy jumps in front of me to hit me for an insurance check. You know, that's what they do in South Florida. I know you guys are Floridians, not you guys. But the guy hit me going excessive speed, and I lived through it. So, yeah, that was.
Wait, before you keep going, did he get the insurance check?
They gave him a little something, but it was his fault. So he got a ticket at the scene, and you know, insurance companies don't want to go back and forth. You know what I mean? Because it's so. But the thing about it, he didn't wear a seatbelt, so he's probably messed up for his whole life. Like, his whole internal system is. So karma does come back on that ass. Excuse my French. But you know, my mindset about it is like, if I can get it once, I can definitely get another one, right? It's just about putting your goals and your dreams and putting everything on a, what did Oprah say? You need a dream board, or putting these things aligned each and every day and working towards that. It's like one brick at a time is going to build a house, but you got to start with a brick. If you don't start with a brick, you ain't going to build it. I mean, enough of those. And at the end of the day, it's like, oh, I got the Lambo. And then I got all the rest of this stuff, because you know how to use it. You know how to make money from it. You know how to utilize, you know, these tools. And honestly, it's making you so much stronger as a person when you're able to do it once and do it again. You know what I mean? And you're able to teach people. I feel like that's what this is all about. That's what I think life is about, is teaching other people. And that's when you win. That's when you grow. And that's how we encourage other people to do the same thing. So.
That's powerful. Now, did you have a business with the Lambo?
I did. I actually used to rent it out for one of the exotic car rental places, a little high intel clients, and, you know, they took care of it. So I did make money during that, which is awesome. I had it in videos, and the dope thing about it, you can have the vehicle. It can pay them, you know, other people can pay your note, and then you can have the car as well. So it's kind of just like Airbnb. So to speak, but on a different, you know, a different level. But, you know, you get your Airbnb, and if you buy the house, people are going to, you know, pay your mortgage. So, but I think it's just finding an angle in whatever you're doing. If it's making money, it's finding a way to have what you want and have somebody else pay for it. So that's another thing that I go back to, is you can have anything you want. You just have to figure out a way. So could I make that payment? I could, but then I'm taking away from my family. Why don't I have somebody else make that payment for me? Right?
Feel that. So, get what you want and have somebody else pay for it.
Right. And somebody will be happy to pay for it, because they don't want that note, but they want to experience, you know, that opportunity. So, but yeah, to answer you, Kevin, man, I can't wait to get another one. I'm excited for this to happen, and I know it's going to happen. You know, I just got to, it's a few things I'm putting a lot, you know, together. Like that book with Safari that I did from Love and Hip Hop. We still got, you know, I put a bunch into that to build that thing up and get that thing out there. We haven't really even launched that, which I think that's going to launch soon. So it's just, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to put your energy somewhere else and let your energy pay for the thing that you want.
Dang, I was hoping you was going to have some books at Boss Fest. So when is the official launch?
Well, no, I definitely have books. So the books are out, but we haven't done like a tour and things like that. So I'll definitely bring some of those. I'll definitely get some of those shipped out. And then I also have my habit book as well, which is basically teaching people about their habits, because you are the way you are because your habits. You have anxiety. You aren't successful at your job because of your habits. If you change those, change your perspective, then... You know what I mean?
You're felt spirit. Did you feel a spirit?
I felt the spirit, baby. I felt the spirit.
He said, you are who you are because of your habit. I'm sorry.
Let the man cook.
I didn't know if you caught it. So,
but it's these small little tidbits. It's these small little bites that can just change our thoughts and our perspectives. You know what I mean? We really are. Like me and my wife were kind of going back and forth about kids stuff, and I just changed my perspective one day. Like, I love you. All this stuff doesn't matter. Let's just X, Y, Z. And now things are amazing. We're now aligning versus before we were, you know, guys from Mars, women from Venus. We don't have that no more. We're all on the same page most of the time.
I love that. I love that. Are you listening to what
that
he is saying?
That sounds awesome.
Sounds
awesome.
I'm going to tell you, I sat at their table and I watched them do dinner with their kids. And their kid wanted peanut butter. And both of them said, do whatever you want. And that was a great household. They had an enjoyable dinner. And that's what it was. Nobody argued. They didn't leave the table without eating. We would have had an all-out war. So I love it.
No,
what you got to say?
We have left the table over some peanut butter. It's gonna happen, but honestly, man, it's just changing your perspective about things. You know what I mean? The person you're with it's like we all go through a certain amount of things in our life. It could be work taken from us, it could be the kids taken from us, but it's like we got to give to the person next to us. You know what I mean? They rock with you every day. They love you. They want the best for you. Like I say, sometimes we're living in the wake. So like you got to think about if you're driving a boat, what's behind the boat is the wake. So the wake doesn't drive the boat. So the wake is like your thoughts about like, he gets on my nerves. He's always saying I'm this. You know what I mean? I got this anxiety from work for that. But living there is the boat's moving that direction. You're pushing the boat in that direction, but the wake can't push the boat. You're driving the boat. So by you changing your thoughts about everything, my wife is amazing. This job is great. I just have to deal with annoying people sometimes, but you know what I mean? It's just changing that thought and not allowing those old thoughts and energy to move your direction. You have to change that direction so you can, or not allowing those things to affect where you're going. So, you know what I mean? And it's hard to not live in the wake. Like my brother was killed. You know what I mean? I had a thing with not trusting people and I'm not living that way anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about being paranoid to, you know what I mean? That this person's going to be this or to go this place. I'm not living in the wake that I almost died in that Lamborghini accident. I'm fine now. I'm moving forward. I'm getting another one. You know what I mean? That's where my mindset. I'm not worried about the past, but the past is what holds so many people back. Even with this, the hemp business, all the struggles and challenges we've been going through, I could be like, you know what? I'm giving up. We spent all this money. I'm done. But I'm not done. I'm shifting perspective and I'm changing lanes and rebranding to win because I'm going to win it regardless. I don't care. Whatever it is, you just got to find a way to win. So win.
You just got to find a way to win. So I love that because there's a lot of things in business that we've been going through. And it's like, oh, we go through it. You try this, you try that. And then you instantly want to, this business just didn't work out. I guess this wasn't for us and you want to give up. So you saying like, I'm going back and I'm rebranding. That's refreshing to hear because I don't think a lot of people understand how that looks because you do just want to give up. Like you feel so frustrated. And the only thing I think like a lot of people can muster is, this wasn't the right move. So I got to like do something different and you just completely change gears. So when you're in that funk, what gets you through to say like maybe rebranding or, you know, doing this because I'm going to win? Like, how does your mind get to that?
You know what's so funny? When we're talking about people and connecting, it was one conversation. I was talking to one of the entrepreneurs and he was like, yo, I'm making $100,000 a month. I was like, yo. He's like, and I'm teaching people how to do it. I was like, yo. Tell me more. Tell me more. And then he was like, I know you're in the hemp industry. I know you're killing. I was like, nah, man, I'm not killing it right now. We went through all this, these struggles. He was like, yo, those are excuses. Figure out a way.
Wow.
Some people are going to look at that like and get discouraged. Like, man, I've done everything. And I tried to tell them I was making these excuses. They're, it's the truth, but they are excuses. A million different ways of how not to turn the light bulb on. I just had to figure out a way to turn the light on. So what I did is look at rebranding and look at other brands and what they're doing and successful things and looking at what I did wrong and what I can do better. And that's how you're going to be successful. That's kind of the only way that's going to happen. You know what I mean?
I got to touch on this because that sounds good, but I know your struggle. Not only did I see the struggle play out on social media, I know the behind the scenes story, especially when we talk about this hemp game,
right?
All the breaks and all the challenges and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, in that moment, if I had went through like a third of the struggles you had went through, and this dude would have said that to me, I don't know. Like,
the guy who said that,
figured out that's just excuses. You making excuses. Like, bro, excuses.
People, you was gonna be ready to fight?
Yeah, but people steal it from me. I'm invested in this and ain't no. I thought I had this deal played out. I gave him the money. I done did this.
He asked you to tell his story.
Man, yes, he did.
I feel it. I'm on the same page you on.
Listen, ain't no way I'm finna. And you're making excuses. Just figure it out. Man, you don't shut the fuck up. I'm trying to figure out the banking. Like, who knew that the banking situation would cost me as much money as it would? Like, I can't even get a bank.
Right.
Are you kidding me? So, yeah, like, that ain't an excuse, bro. You know, Kevin, that's a challenge.
I thought about that. That kind of sat with me for a few days. And I thought about it, and it's like the law of attraction. It's like you have that aha moment. You know what I mean? When you're sitting in the quiet, when you're meditating, and you get that aha moment. It's like, oh shoot, yo, rebrand. This is the stuff that works. This is what's popular. This is what people need right now. This is what's working. Done. And then the funny thing is, I talked to a buddy of mine, and he actually gave me a gem I needed on branding that I hadn't even thought about. Just with the name and the title and everything. And it was like, wow, you know what I mean? So if I should have backhanded him, but I just sat with it, meditated, and, you know, got with myself and figured out, you know what I mean? It life talks to you if you listen. It really does. You know, that's the interesting thing.
That's powerful. Him sitting with that allowed him to say, wow, this is something I didn't try. Your situation would have lost a friend, and you still would be where you were in business, like the same.
I hear that, but that's what I needed to hear. Listen, in that moment, because sometimes I think when we in these spaces, we sometimes assume that people, like when they hear certain things, like, oh man, why didn't you get it right away? But right. Sometimes, like, you do got to sit on that. I don't know how long. I know you be hating how long I sit on stuff.
Woo,
that was the word. I be sitting too long in your view. But sometimes you do have to sit on things. And what how alone Jason had to sit on that and figure it out, like, but he didn't react. And I'm trying to learn that piece, like, swallow my pride, because what's really in front of me right now is just my pride. I thought this was going to be better than what it was. I had no clue about all of these challenges. It upsets me. And I feel frustrated because I've had lack of understanding and knowledge. And I feel like I'm smarter than these things that have came my way. But like, man. And then when people are bringing this information to you, it's like, man, this seems stupid. Like, why is this a challenge for me? Why right. can't I market my business like anyone else can market their business? But you got to deal with federal regulations, state regulations, and how it's perceived and what you can say and what you can't say. It's like, man, and that one was a challenge. Some
people, though, everybody don't have to deal with that. That's the shady part about it.
See? I'm like, man, I know I just did the same thing that I just saw this person do.
Right.
But I'm flagged and about to lose all my social media accounts. Come on.
Right. Yeah. So how do you feel about that? I mean, Edwin, it's just being as a business owner. I mean, what do you think about, or what are some of your challenges? Or, you know, what about your mindset shift, you know, going from tough times to being successful like you guys are? You guys started a whole Boss Fest. I know most people are afraid. Most people are just dreamers. You guys created this whole dope ass event that I can't wait to be in.
Tell them again for the people in the back what my issues are in business.
Her issues in business are always going to be related to me. And she's going to tie it to me one way or another. And I think I have became a great excuse. And she's starting to develop the mindset to let go of those excuses and realize, man, if I'm gonna do it, I don't have to do it. I can't allow it to be an excuse. But Boss Fest started as a Boss Fest, the event started almost as an accident.
Okay.
It was to promote the CBD brand and the grant writing business when we first launched it. Because right. anything else we tried to do to get those brands out there, we're getting flagged and cut down, especially the CBD one.
Right.
So it's like, man, how do we present this to the community so people know about it? So we created this event.
It was a business shower to start.
So we'll call it a business shower. And but with me being in the grant writing space, what I found out when I was interacting with people, it was me teaching different things. People who supposed to be an establishing business, and this is just still me getting my feet wet. We're having these conversations. I'm like, man, your business isn't even set up to be successful. I still didn't even know all the things, but it was like, man, why aren't you farther alone in your brand and in your business? And it's because, man, you don't even have the basic steps in play before you. And it's like, man, nobody ever told me that before.
Right.
And that's how Boss Fest, the event, started. It's because we saw there was a gap between people's business and the structure of their business. So right. the second year when we did the event, we centered more on the education versus trying to launch our own brands, which, you know, that came with its own challenges because now we get the knowledge, but we wasn't promoting our own brand. So it's like, man, we're trying to find that nice balance where not only can we grow, build, educate ourselves, educate the people around us, we can also still continue to do what we do with our own business. And truly be honest, Boss Fest is a way for me to pay for the education and hope that I can get some back. I'm trying to.
I don't know why he's saying hope, because he's been able to get in some rooms, and you know, like we've been going to Atlanta a little bit more. Like I almost have him to where we're gonna get a second home in Atlanta. We almost there.
She almost got me.
But listen, last time I was like, you know what? We just gonna sleep in Jason downstairs area, and we going like, let's go
on the third floor.
Yes, on the third floor. But I was like, look, let's make a call. Let's go. Because sometimes you just got to get in the room. And that's like the important piece of it. Like, however it is, you know, things may not be working out. Money may not align. But something in the room is awaiting you. And you just got to get to it. So I'm trying to get him there. And he is right. I have used him as a crutch because he hasn't been as an entrepreneur mindset as I have. Like, he didn't click right when I did. But now he's getting closer. And so it's really like I'm the creative mind. So I have 15 different ideas before we go to sleep tonight. And then he'll be like, all right, you're moving too fast. You're doing too much. But then the one idea that he catches and he's like, I like it. Like, let's move. We're able to have now those conversations about that idea. Before it would be like, man, you just stop.
You're doing
like, I don't want to do it.
Right.
So he just want to clock in tomorrow and I don't want to hear any of that. And now he's looking at, this could be something amazing. And when you think about Boss Fest, like I tell people, Boss Fest is your connection as an entrepreneur, especially a beginning entrepreneur, to your next business coach, to your next mentor, to your next partnership. So yes, you're going to learn the things on the stage, but the people around you make things so much more engaging. Like that next person sitting next to you that you can now go on. And we've seen people in our area have their own events and bring speakers from Boss Fest. We've seen people create businesses that they met at Boss Fest. It's just amazing to see. And those things come together because of a dream that we had, just right, trying to bring education that we want to everyone around us. So it becomes exciting. The more stories you hear, I think the more engaging Kevin becomes in this. And he's like, I think we're on to something. So,
but you know, what's awesome is, you know, when you guys speak, you're saying, this is going to happen. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, I think, or I feel, and that's just taking away from your energies, taking away from your vibration. So when we say it is going to happen, like you guys have met people in Atlanta that I haven't even really sat down and had dinner with, and I'd love to, but you guys have done that. You know what I mean? Because you decided that you are going to. And I think another thing is like, you know, I learned kind of the hard way a little bit of bumping my head and trying to figure everything out, because I feel like I can figure everything out. Like, you know, you got to get some work done at the house. So you have, you know, the plumber come over, the electrician, like I know how to do that. I can do it. It might take me a while and I might not do it right. But sometimes you got to pay to understand and pay to learn. So just like with entrepreneurship, sometimes you got to pay so we can do it right, or pay to get in the game. And it's okay to do that. Don't even look at it like, oh, this is something I can do. There's always somebody who's a master of something that's going to do something way better than you can do it. And if you pay them to do it, you're going to win, and you're going to win a lot faster, and you're going to learn at the same time. So, you know, I paid to get in it, you know, to be around some of these entrepreneurs, and it's definitely paid off. I've gotten rooms. I've been able to buy a Lambo and buy a house. You know what I mean? All the stuff I've done is just from investing. And I would look at it like that. It's an investment in what you're doing.
100%, because like getting in those rooms, and although like we learned something, because I think every morning I call Kevin and I was like, oh, today we're talking about this and I learned this, but it's also the next connection, because maybe you paid to learn that thing, but right, they're going to introduce you to this other person. And that's why I say there's one connection in between you and the person you need to meet. And that's like a huge thing about getting in a room. Like I went to an event yesterday and I thought it was something different than what it was. But now I see this person talking and I tell somebody else, and they're like, oh, that's so-and-so, like you were supposed to meet them. And I'm like, so things don't happen by accident. And whether you pay or not, you're paying to get a part of their network. And even if they're teaching you, their network may bring you something that money just couldn't buy. So it's 100% worth it. That's, you know, my opinion on the thing.
No, that's a great opinion. Honestly, making those early investments has saved us some funds as we started to move forward. Because as we keep trying to expand and grow, you get to learn from those people's challenges. And they'd be like, man, if I would do this again, I would do it this way. And this is how I would save the cost on doing this. And just hearing those conversations, the fact that, you know, for a while that we was going without a coach, like a business coach or a mentor and things of that nature. You know, everybody tell you all the time, man, you know, people in entrepreneur space, oh man, you need a coach, you need a mentor. And sometimes it'd be like, man, who was out here? Who's a real coach? Who's scamming and all that crap, right? But I can truly see now the different vibes and the different energy from having an actual coach who is truly dedicated to trying to help you learn and grow versus some of these people out here that was just play. A lot of
I'm
those
gonna
play
stop
play,
you for a second. I know ahead. You're gonna be mad, but I just want to say Jason was probably your first business coach.
Jason was my first business coach.
Conversation, and Jason said, "Hey, I know about this coaching thing. If you don't do nothing else, get in it." And you was like, "I don't know." Jason said, "Get in it, do it." And you did. And then that got you your first network. And then Jason said, "You know what? Me and Io are doing this thing." I'm like, "Oh, we can't afford that thing." But he was able to bring information back to you. And we took that. And a lot of money we didn't lose in CBD because we were able to learn from watching them and right. that coaching thing coming back to you. So a lot of that. So I don't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to say, like, the people around you also coach you. And I do believe that was your first coach and he was your first step to the next thing. And there's always a stepping stone to take you to the next level.
But I trust his word.
Y'all definitely paid in for proximity because you grew up with my wife. So y'all spent all this long late nights chilling and wilding out. So you put your time in, you paid for it.
Look, when she get on the podcast one time, I'm gonna tell everybody how when I first met her, I hated Ayo. I was so mad at her when I first met her.
Did you really?
Yes, it was a high school.
You're already
like,
telling it.
I am already telling it. I should tag her so she can. But it was a high school hazing thing, and I can't remember the name of the group, and I know she probably remembers it. But she was, like, a class above me. But in the hazing, like, we were all, I just remember laying down, and I had, like, some braids or something. And I was like, I got black girl hair, and these people are not like us. So they had flour, eggs, and, like, all kind of stuff, and they were pouring it all on us. And I was like, this black girl better not pour this stuff on my hair. What did they do? Oh, she got me. And so I was like so mad. I was like, oh, I can't stand her. And that was like my first introduction to her. And then like after that, like we met in yearbook. And then like once we actually met and talked, we just clicked. But the first time was her pouring like ketchup and eggs and flour all over me. And I don't even think I made it in the group either. I don't think I made it.
You went through all of that. Didn't even make it in the group.
Jason will have to ask her because she probably remembers, but I remember that moment thinking, like, she better save me from this because I got black girl hair. She ain't save me. She did not save me.
No, that is too funny. So, yeah, but y'all anyway. Definitely paid for it one way or the other.
No, but I could definitely say, like, just being around you guys, you and your wife, gave me the confidence to keep taking another step. As I learned and ventured into entrepreneurship, because Edwina tells everybody all the time, like, she's so many steps ahead of me in this game. And it's not because I can't get there. It's because I didn't think I wanted to take that journey.
Right.
When she made the transition into entrepreneurship, I was content in 9-to-5 space. Good job, I feel. Good benefits. Taking care of the household. Building a lifestyle that a lot of people still want and envy. And I was like, okay, I feel like as a man now, I put myself in this position that where as a household, we're moving in the right direction. She came in after COVID, some stuff happened, said, forget this. I'm chasing this dream. And I was like, wait a minute, what dream? This dream. And then she showed me the CBD video and started. So I was like, okay, we'll try to chase this dream. Then she chased like two more dreams behind that dream.
That's my right.
Like, okay. What dream? What
and
dream
I'm going to have another dream and I'm going to keep chasing it. And look. Think about that's how Boss Fest keeps growing. Like, I'll be like, oh, what if we did this? And I mean, you have to elevate. So you got to keep dreaming. Like, if you stop dreaming, you're not growing, you're not elevating. So I don't know.
That's that entrepreneur spirit, because I mean, the thing is, in order to be an entrepreneur, you got to find the needs. When you find a need and solve the problem, you don't get to the bag. But it's like, as an entrepreneur, especially when you get in like-minded individuals, I mean, just the ideas just flow. It's like, I can create that. That's good and bad, because the bad thing, you can't be successful doing everything. But you want to. Like, I got like 4 ideas. I'm like, we should do this. And my wife is like you, Kevin. Like, no, we can't. No more businesses, Jason. No more businesses. Like, yeah, this would be good. You know what I mean? But you can't, you know. So she needs you for that, by the way. She appreciates you. So that's your
she crush. Does not appreciate that. That is,
she will. But guys, I do want to say, though, like, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, we sometimes get knocked down, and you go from a Lambo to now I need to go get a job, but still have my business on the side. Sometimes we have to really just, you know, take a sidestep, but still not give up on our dreams and feel okay with just taking that step. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I was a full, you know, fledged entrepreneur all the times, and now I have to have a job. It doesn't feel good, and it feels like a failure, but it's just your perspective. You got to get things back in order so you can get back to where you want to be. So that's so true. I hope somebody caught that, because I think that's so important. Yeah, that definitely doesn't feel good, but you know what I mean? It's for the better. So,
you know what? For a minute there, I was even kind of ashamed of playing that space a little bit. It's like, it almost felt like it'll be like, if you're telling people, hey man, while I'm chasing this entrepreneur dream, I know I still need the fun, the lifestyle, and that dream through something. And it was almost seemed like it was like a negative to say, man, especially as you start moving up in certain spaces, like you have still have a real job.
Right.
But I seen a post today, and you just hit on it again. And it was like, man, you know, the job you're doing now is the fun, the dream. Don't be ashamed of that. Build on it, but still chase the dream. And I was like, okay. That's sometimes the things I need to hear and I need to see. So that way, in my mind, I'm telling myself, you know what, it's okay to still go into these people's spaces right now. Because the mind I have now is to say, I don't see that I'm going to be here forever. I used to always think that I would be that career employee. I'm a retire with the company and all that stuff. But slowly over time, like, opportunities have came my way. People are like, hey, you want to do this and go do that? I'm like, nah. I told my boss one time, luckily she a black chick. She's like, hey man, I think it's an opportunity for you to take this position somewhere. I was like, nah, I just want to sell drugs. She's like, what? Then I showed her the website. She said, oh, you really do sell drugs. I said, but it was the fact that now I said that to her, that she'll come to me now and be like, like, man, I can't know that. I mean, I think I may want to try to move up again. She said, okay, you can do that, but still keep selling drugs.
But look at this, though.
That's going to get you to this place.
I think looking at the perspective is like, you might take a step back, but look at the blessing in taking that step back. It might be something you need to learn discipline. It might need to be something you need to learn business. It might be a connect that you might need to make in that space to push you to another level. So like I said, like when we started this, is it's all perspective. It's all how you look at it. So it's all a good thing. So it's just, you know what I mean? Mindset is everything.
I mean, there's definitely some comments in here. I want to say, I'm not going to go too far back because we missed a lot of them. But this one says, I want in. The next one says, I want to do plant to plate and help my community heal. That's my goal in the cannabis industry. Okay, so this one's agreeing with you, Jason. It says, all about the journey. And then the last one I'll read, it says, I move away from people that like to say I can't. Or it can't be done because I'm going to get it done. And that's been my philosophy for my whole life. Like, don't tell me I can't do it because I'm going to show you how to get it done. And it's almost like the people who say I can't do it, it's more fuel to keep going. And Kevin will know that. Like, if he tells me no, I don't know. Like, that's just the worst thing to say, because now I'm full force doing it because you think I can't.
So I don't like I'm always the.
No, but it's just, maybe you'll say, don't do it right now. And I'd be like, right now is where we're doing it.
I'll be trying to weigh out the pros and the cons. And I may take my time to weigh out the pros and the cons, which you hate. And I got to get better with that. But a lot of times I'll be thinking, like, all right, man, does this play truly make sense? If it makes sense, let's go with it. If it's a challenge, it's like, man, I need to hear more, or I need to get myself in a better mindset to be like, all right, how do we move forward? And that's what I'm working on. Is like, hey, some of these places are going to be scary. Some of these places are going to be unknown. And I'm not going to always find stable ground or footing when we start to step out in those spaces. And it's like being able to let go of that and have faith and believe in something that's bigger than myself, that's big, like that has a hold of me, and say, hey, I got you. Even when you fall, I still got you. Even when you hurt yourself through this process, I still got you. Because all of those failures have just made us stronger. We done developed catalysts, and we're steady stepping. Like, Boss Fest is going to continue to grow and expand. And it's going to get to that point where people are like, dang, I remember when they were just doing this at this little building over here. Now we've reached this capacity and we're touching on so many different lives. Because when you think about how many new businesses start throughout the course of a year, statistically, then you think about how many businesses fail each year, statistically.
Large. It's like,
and a large number of them fail because of lack of knowledge, education. And like, man, how do you truly bridge that gap? Sometimes people, events are so big that people feel like, man, they're just there for the show. It's like, man, how do you keep that jump? Like, there's always a play there. So that's what we're working on building.
But, you know, for some of the entrepreneurs out there, people out there who are thinking, like, you know, worried so much about this and about, when you meditate and you get in your space and you spend time with God and you push this idea out there, it's going to work. What is for you is going to be for you, and nobody can stop that. It's going to happen. It may not happen how you want it to look, but it's going to happen. You just don't know how it's going to happen, but it's not you who need to worry about how it's going to happen. You just got to keep moving forward and allowing everything, or allow these blessings to come into your life. It's just like with God. Like, we pray for something, but God's not going to help you when you're sitting still. God's only going to help you when you start moving. You know, people, I'm praying. God, can you do this? God, can you ain't doing nothing. You just sitting at the house praying. Faith without works is dead. So I'm going to need you to move a little bit. But guys, with that, my kids are screaming my name right now, and my wife is looking at me crazy.
Yep. We don't went over our time limit.
So before we let you go, tell the people how to follow you.
You guys can follow me on IG at Godforsation, with an S, Godforsation, or on JGath23. So JGath23, but preferably on Godforsation. So it's like conversation, but God and then conversation. So, but I will see you guys all at Boss
Fest. Yes, and we appreciate it.
Get some more game and enjoy Boss Fest. And Weenie and Kevin, they're so dope. They got so much to give to you guys. There's so many dope speakers. You guys are going to love it. So I appreciate you guys for having me.
Thank you. Look, you closed us out perfectly. So I think that was what we needed. We appreciate you joining us today. We will see you at Boss Fest. We'll drop the links because we know you got to get out of here. And October 6th, we in the building.
I'll put it in here. God.
Okay. You guys can also get your ticket for Boss Fest at www.boss-fest.com. Kevin and I will also be on This, That, and the Other podcast tomorrow at 8:30-ish. So check us out there. Boss Fest in the building. Grab your tickets because we will sell out. It is going to be a movement. So we can't wait to see y'all in the building October 6th.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Until then, peace.
Yes, sir. Deuces.